And now, bookmarks, writers on books they love.
Hi, I'm Sarah Bakewell, author of At the Existentialist Cafe and How to Live a Life of Montaigne. My favourite book, my recommendation, is Say Sean Argon's The Pillow Book, in the translation by Ivan Morris. The reason I'm so drawn to this book is that it's a real encounter for me with strangeness, and also it's just a lot of fun. Sei Shon Argon lived in Japan in the late 10th century, and she was a lady-in-waiting at the court of the Empress. And we don't really know an awful lot else about her, except that she kept this collection of notes, which they called soshi, or pillow book, just casual jottings of things that she wanted to write about. So she referred to her collection of notes as a pillow book, a casual jottings. She spoke of it quite dismissively, but that's a classic essayist gesture of self-deprecation, because it's actually a wonderful collection of quite cheeky and challenging thoughts, observations, bits of gossip from the court, bits of poetry, rules of etiquette. She had a particular fondness for lists. So she'd list, for example, rare things, squalid things, presumptuous things, or, this is a category that I like, things that one is in a hurry to see or to hear. Among that list are a letter from a man that one loves, but also other odd things such as uneven shading and all forms of dappled dyeing. So there's this constant strangeness of the things that she talks about mixed in with things that we can relate to. Another example is she describes some of the festivals and some of the court rituals that went on. The festival of the full moon gruel was a day in which a bowl of gruel is presented to the emperor. And on that day, all the women carry gruel sticks, which they hide carefully from each other. And she says it's most amusing to see them walking about as they await an opportunity to hit their companions. Each one is careful not to be struck herself and is constantly looking over her shoulder. But it's useless, of course, because they always succeed in hitting each other. It's a book that is so delightful to encounter, but it confronts us with the sheer strangeness of the past and the strangeness of reading itself. And I could quote another favourite author of mine, Gabriel Marcel, who said, "I know from my own experience how, from a stranger met by chance, there may come an irresistible appeal which overturns habitual perspectives, just as a gust of wind might tumble down the panels of a stage set. What seemed near becomes infinitely remote, and what seemed distant becomes close." And I love that quote. It applies to me so much to this book, in which you have this recognition, a sense of closeness to this young woman in the court, but you also have a sense of great remoteness, and it reminds us of just how unknowable the past is.
Sarah Bakewell recommends The Pillow Book by Sei Shon Argon. You can find more bookmarks plus an interview with Bakewell on our website. That's at ttbook.org.